Jasmine?
Hello, my name is Alex. We are calling from Metro Research. We are conducting a poll of people's opinion toward public affairs and current events. Are you currently registered to vote at this address?
What address?
The one in Florida?
Yes, I'm registered to vote in Florida.
Thank you. And are you registered to vote as a Democrat, Republican, or something else?
Republican.
Thank you. What are the chances that you will vote in the November general elections for President, Senate, Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? You will probably vote?
Certain.
Thank you. And would you please tell me if your age is between 18 to 29, 30 to 39, 40 to 49, 50 to 59, or 60 to 64?
40 to 49.
Thank you. In Florida, the media describe people as either Black or African American, Anglo or white, or Hispanic. How would you describe yourself?
White.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you feel that things here in Florida are headed in the right direction or wrong direction?
In the state alone or in the country?
On the state.
Right direction.
Thank you. Thinking about elections for Congress, would you for the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
Republican candidate.
Thank you. And I'd like you to ask for some impression of some people and organizations that you might have heard of. As I read each one, please tell me when you have a very favorable opinion, a someone favorable opinion, someone unfavorable, or a very unfavorable opinion. If you don't recognize one of them, please, okay, let me know. The first one is Ron DeSantis.
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Thank you. MAGA Republicans?
What? Was that a name?
MAGA Republicans.
Oh, very favorable.
Thank you. Darren Soto? Darren?
Don't.
Okay. Project 2025?
Favorable. Somewhat.
Very, okay. Kamala Harris?
Very unfavorable.
Colonel Thomas Talifu?
Don't recognize.
Talifu?
I don't recognize it.
Okay. Donald Trump?
Very favorable.
Democrats in Congress?
Unfavorable, very.
Joe Biden?
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. And thinking about the job Joe Biden is doing as a president, do you strongly approve, someone approve, someone disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Very disapprove. I couldn't understand the first word.
Strongly disapprove.
Strongly, okay. Yes, strongly.
Okay. Thinking about the job Darren Soto is doing as a congressman from this district, do you strongly approve, someone approve, someone disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
I don't recognize. He is not my congressman.
Okay. Okay, if the election for United States Senate were held today and the candidates were Rick Scott, the Republican, and Debbie McCarthy Powell, the Democrat, which one do you think you would vote for?
Rick Scott.
Thank you. If the elections for United States Congress were held today and the candidates were Thomas Talifu, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you will vote for?
Republican candidate.
Okay. As you may know, there will also be an amendment to the Florida Constitution on the ballot. One constitutional amendment is titled amendment to limit government interference with abortion. This is how we read. No law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health, as determined by the patient's healthcare provider. This amendment does not change the legislature's constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or guardian before a minor has an abortion. Would you vote yes to support this amendment or no to oppose it?
No to oppose it.
Thank you. And I'd like you to read two brief statements about two of the candidates for Congress. The first one, Colonel Thomas Chalifoux. He's an experienced business owner and decorated military veteran who served for over 30 years. Colonel Chalifoux will put America first by enforcing the laws necessary for securing the border against the out-of-control flow of illegal immigrants, fight for physical responsibility by cutting wasteful government spending, and make us independent from foreign energy resources. Colonel Chalifoux will take this experience as a small business and multi-million dollar enterprise leader to continue to grow opportunities in our community. The next one, Darren Soto, is the current congressman for Central Florida. Soto is an experienced legislator who works tirelessly to deliver for Central Florida. He worked to pass bipartisan legislation that expands healthcare for veterans exposed to boar, feed, and toxic substances. Soto has helped pass a law that capped the price of insulin to $35 for those on Medicare, so families don't have to choose between life-saving medication and paying the bill. Soto will always fight against efforts to cut Social Security or make healthcare more expensive for Central Florida families. Now, if the elections for United States Congress were held today and the candidates were Thomas Chalifoux, or the Republican candidate, or Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you would vote for?
Thomas, the Republican candidate.
Thank you. We are halfway of the survey, we're almost done. Which of the following issues do you think is the most important for Congress to focus their attention on right now? You have a list. You can stop me when you believe that is the one that is most important. Improving I-4 and traffic congestion in Central Florida. Securing our border. Promoting traditional values in schools. Creating jobs and increasing wage in Central Florida. Lowering groceries prices, making healthcare affordable for working families, making owning a home more affordable, protecting Social Security and Medicare, bringing down rent prices, ending the gun violence epidemic, lowering inflation and gas prices, protecting abortion rights, or tackling crime and improving public safety?
I need to pick one of those?
Yes. Like the most important for the Congress to be focused on.
Yeah. I just, like, that's not my biggest issue, but I'll just go with securing the border.
Okay. And we will be the next most important issue from the ones that I just read.
Curbing inflation.
Okay. Now, let me read some reasons people given for voting for candidate for the U.S. Congress. Assuming that each of these is accurate, please tell me how convincing a reason you think it will be to vote for that candidate. It can be very convincing, someone, or will have no effect on your decision. The first one says, Soto has worked to keep our community safe from dangerous criminals. Soto supports common sense gun laws backed by sheriffs and has brought home tens of millions of dollars from our local law enforcement, and providing funding for the largest increase of agents in Border Patrol history, hiring 22,000 new Border Patrol agents to crack down on fentanyl and illegal entry. Will this make very convincing, some unconvincing, or not effect for you to support this candidate?
No effect.
Thank you. Darren Soto helped bring down prices for prescription drugs and cap out of pocket costs for seniors, and is working to lower...
No effect.
Okay.
I don't believe it.
Okay. Darren Soto opposed any policy that would allow the government to monitor a woman's pregnancy and make medical decisions for her. Thomas Chalifoux is a fiscal conservative who will rein in out-of-control federal spending, excessive stimulus packages, and supply chain disruptions that are fueling inflation and hurting working families. Very convincing, somewhat convincing, nor effect.
I guess somewhat convincing. I mean, you know, it's what you want to hear, but...
It's your opinion. Remember that okay. Thomas Chalifoux will support the Trump-backed America First policies that prioritize American citizens. As a veteran who served for over 30 years, Chalifoux will make sure we take much better care of those who have served and worked to solve veteran homelessness. Very convincing, someone or not effect?
Someone.
Okay. And Thomas Chalifoux will put end to the border crisis that filling our community with dangerous criminals who take advantage of Joe Biden's and Kamala Harris' open border policy.
Someone convincing.
Thank you. And now that you have heard a little bit more, if the elections for United States Congress were held today and the candidates were Thomas Chalifoux, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you will vote for?
Thomas, Republican candidate.
Thank you. Now we almost finished. Let me read the last statements about the candidates running for the U.S. Congress. Assuming that each one of the following statements is accurate, please tell me if this would cause to have serious doubts about voting for that candidate, some doubts, or will have virtually no effect on your decision. The first one, Darren Soto, has been a rubber stamp for the failed Biden-Harris policies that have made gas prices skyrocket and made life more expensive for Central Florida families. He even made life harder for working families by voting for tax increases that target our small businesses. Serious doubt, some doubt, or no effect?
No effect.
Thank you. Chalifoux called for a, quote, complete overhaul of the existing healthcare system. The Affordable Care Act, which will rock back healthcare of 4 million of Americans, including those with pre-existing conditions. Serious doubt, some doubt, not effect.
No effect.
A chairman of the Osceola County School Board, Thomas Chalifoux, voted to give himself a 3.8% pay raise while criticizing, quote, wasteful spending in the educating budget and voting to increase taxes for Osceola families. Serious doubt, some doubt, not effect.
No effect.
Thank you. Darren Soto has supported the failed immigration policies that have let millions of criminals cross our borders and make our communities less safe. Since being elected, Darren Soto has made our lives harder, not easier, and we can trust him with another term in Congress. Serious doubt, some or not effect?
Some doubt.
Thank you. Mega landlord Thomas Chalifoux went to court to evict over 50 small businesses, including church in Kissimmee, and has tied up the court pursuing a host of small claim suits. Serious doubt, some doubt, no effect.
No effect.
And Thomas Chalifoux personally loaned his campaign $2 million and is charging his own campaign interest, allowing him to turn a profit by running for office. Serious doubt, some doubts, not effect.
No effect.
Thank you. Now that you have heard a little bit more of the election for United States Congress, if the election were held today and the candidates were Thomas Chalifu and the Republican candidate and Darren Soto.
Thomas, the Republican candidate.
Thank you. What is your primary source for national and political news? For example, local network affiliates like CBS, NBC, ABC, Fox, Univision, Telemundo, Mega TV, or America TV, Talk Radio, your local newspaper, Orlando Sentinel, cable news networks, internet-based news sources, social media apps or services.
Internet news sources.
Thank you. From which application or service would you say you get most of your news? Twitter, WhatsApp, Facebook, YouTube, or through social?
None of those. I don't use any of them.
Okay. And thinking back in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, or some other candidate?
Donald Trump.
And just a few more questions for statistical purposes and we finish. What was the last grade or degree you completed in a school?
Community college.
Thank you. Do any child or under age of 18 leaving your home?
Yes.
Thank you. If you were to label yourself, would you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political beliefs?
Conservative.
Very conservative or somewhat?
Very.
Thank you. And this concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your time. Please enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.